Well, the big three U.S. airlines have now banned the shipment of hunting trophies, although it's not clear how many, if any, they've been carrying in recent years. Delta Airlines, which has the most flights of any U.S. carrier to Africa, was the first to announce the change Monday. American and United Airlines soon followed. American spokesman says it's largely symbolic because the airline doesn't serve Africa. United, which only has one flight to Africa, also announced Monday its own restriction. The move comes, of course, after that American dentist killed a well-known lion, Cecil, in Zimbabwe last month, and allegedly illegal hunt, setting off an uproar worldwide. The dentist, Walter James Palmer, lives in Minnesota, which is a major hub for Delta Airlines. So let's talk more about this with Wendy Patrick. She's a business ethics lecturer at San Diego State University. She joins us on the Como Newsline from San Diego right now. Wendy, nice to talk to you again.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So is this a situation where American businesses are trying to get more of a PR opportunity than anything else? Because this is not going to affect these airlines economically. They basically don't go to Africa or very little to Africa, or not even really carrying trophies.
That's right. And the latter point I want to pick up on is how many people realistically are using these airlines to transport animal trophies back and forth from Africa? You can imagine that number is very small. So absolutely, you know, we live in a day and age where a lot of people put, you know, morality over money, and they really look at ways to improve their image, their goodwill. I mean, the court of public opinion really drives consumer behavior. So you got to wonder how many other businesses, whether it's airlines, shipping companies, whatever, are going to jump on this bandwagon too and make it a point to explain that even if there's nobody trying to carry animal trophies, if there were, they wouldn't allow it either. That's, I think, what we're probably going to see a little more of.
So minimal revenue loss, big PR gain. It sounds like it's a smart decision to show the world that you're opposed to this, because that's where the world seems to be now, basically.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people are, and there's a very vocal group of people who are. But what we've been hearing in the last couple of days is there's been a lot of people taking the other side, right, devil's advocate, and they've been explaining, you know, hunting is legal in a lot of these places. And in fact, the reason some of the costs are so high is because that money then goes back to efforts to preserve endangered species. That's one of the reasons this issue is getting as much play as it is there are two sides to this argument that are now playing out in the court of public opinion. Something you said earlier I want to pick up on. Do you think we'd be having this conversation to begin with if it wasn't a named beloved lion that was killed? The reason that's important is when you look at the press coverage this is getting, apparently this isn't the first time something like this has happened. It is the first time something like this has happened to really an animal that's been humanized in the way that Cecil has.
And this story hasn't gone away, and it's basically we're in a loop now, and I'm not saying it's bad at all, that the media is talking about it, and social media is talking about it, and social media is talking about it, so the media is talking about it.
Right, and so we're talking about it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of the same way when we have a big mass shooting, that's the spark that reignites the gun laws controversy. So too here, you know, there have been people for years that have been vehemently opposed to hunting for sport as opposed to hunting for food. And again, this is an opportunity for them to reignite the debate, and that's what we've seen happening. What distinguishes this from some of the gun debate laws is what we see now is a lot of other companies are using this as an opportunity to showcase their views on the issue and basically make a public statement themselves. What remains to be seen is what effect, if at all, this is going to have on the revenues. We probably, if anything, it may boost revenues for some of the companies who are showcasing this as a part of their corporate social responsibility.
Interesting. Well, Wendy, thanks as always for talking to us. Wendy Patrick is a lecturer and business ethics lecturer at San Diego State University. It is 2:10 here on Como.